Comprehension questions. Part 1. Dictation. Listen and fill in the blanks. Students conduct an experiment to analyze water pollution. Asako and David plot a diagram and analyze each item accordingly. They analyze water temperature, coliform bacteria, dissolved oxygen, biochemical oxygen demand, nitrate, phosphate, pH and suspended solids, in that order. David took part in a similar experiment in his country, a water quality study of the Hudson River in New York. Part 2. Dictation. Listen and fill in the blanks. Students carry out an experiment to analyze water pollution. Asako and David plot a diagram and start by analyzing the water temperature. They proceed to analyze the coliform bacteria, dissolved oxygen, biochemical oxygen demand, nitrate, phosphate, pH, and suspended solids. The rate of coliform bacteria is positive and rather high, even though there's no indication of the cause, which is disturbing. David helped to carry out a similar experiment in his country, a water quality study of New York's Hudson River. There is some PCB contamination in the river, which is a major problem. In 1977, PCBs were banned in the U.S. Japan had a similar situation and also banned their use in the 1970s. Part 3. Dictation. Listen and fill in the blanks. Students perform an experiment to analyze water pollution. Asako and David plot and analyze each of the following items in order. Water temperature, coliform bacteria, dissolved oxygen, biochemical oxygen demand, nitrate, phosphate, pH, and suspended solids. The rate of coliform bacteria is positive and rather high, although there is no indication of the cause, which is disturbing. David participated in a similar water quality study of the Hudson River in New York. The river was contaminated by PCBs. This was considered to be a major problem, and PCBs were banned in the U.S. in 1977. Japan banned their use in the 1970s due to a similar situation. According to David, the government, researchers, advocates, and students have been working together on a cleanup campaign for the river, which has been effective so far. However, it seems that the results vary depending on factors, including location and season.